Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the third episode of FS Talks, the podcast that brings you the latest news and chats with industry leaders every week on Friday mornings. Today's podcast is hosted by myself, Phil Cree. I am co-founder and director of FSCom, which is a boutique regulatory advisory firm to the financial services industry. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Stephen Ingledew. Stephen is CEO of FinTech Scotland. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning, Phil. Great to see you and connect with you across the water from here in Edinburgh.
Absolutely. Many thanks for joining me today. We're going to talk a little bit about FinTech Scotland and all the initiatives that you guys are doing. But if I could start with the first question, which hopefully should be an easy one in your role. FinTech's quite hard to define. In your role as CEO of FinTech Scotland, how do you define what FinTech is?
Yeah, I suppose in short, Phil, we don't take an overly defined definition. But our view is that FinTech is about reinventing the financial world to improve the outcomes for people and for businesses using new technologies and data. So it's all about the focus on what is it trying to do for people, improving their financial well-being or the way that business operates more efficiently and effectively that benefits everybody. So it's all about the outcomes and a human dimension.
That's very, very interesting. I think it goes along with the collaborative approach that you guys have. Could you introduce FinTech Scotland in a bit more detail? And specifically, what's your role within the organisation?
Yeah, so FinTech Scotland was, when we started at the beginning of 2018, just over 2 years ago now. It was thought of by a combination of senior leaders across some of the big FS companies like Lloyds and HSBC, the University of Edinburgh, and a couple of people in Scottish Government, who said, actually, let's have a body, an independent body, not for profit, that actually looks to embrace some of the opportunities that new technology in the financial world could bring both the economy and society. So I kind of retired, in short, and I would have to come out of retirement to say, would you head it up? And it was such an opportunity to start up. And we didn't want to be a membership organisation, and I was fortunate enough to get the initial backing from five organisations across academia, government, and those big financial services companies such as Lloyds and HSBC. And that set us on the road, really, to try and embrace what FinTech could do for people and businesses and start to develop really that community and that collaboration across Scotland.
Brilliant. From the outside looking in, I think you're doing a fantastic job in creating this collaborative environment, which I've had the pleasure to be involved with once or twice, Stephen, and I'd say it's quite clear in your definition of FinTech. It's almost forget defining what it is and you know whether it's like a Revolut or modular against an RBS or HSBC or people like that, but take it as like an inclusive movement for anyone who wants to sort of better improve their financial lives. I think that's a really powerful vision. FinTech Scotland, it's slightly over 2 years, is that what you said?
Yeah, January 2018. So what's that? It's come up to nearly 2.5 years, yes.
Yeah, 2.5 years. What would you say has been your highlights over the last two and a bit years?
Yeah, it's been really quite a journey, actually. And I must say, personally, very privileged that I've been in this role. I've learned a lot and met some amazing, amazing people across the... Sorry, that was my phone. Phil,
it's recorded live, but don't worry about it.
Meanwhile, I'll switch them off. So yeah, you sort of said, so first of all, just go back. So we set out our strap line, as you touched on there, making a better world for all through financial innovation, FinTech, collaboration and inclusion. So that's something our mantra is innovation can't really happen unless you're being collaborative and being inclusive. So in terms of the highlights really over the last couple of years, we set this up just to do it for 2 years, actually.
Really?
We were going to say, in the end of 2 years, our job should be done. But therefore, 18 months in, the five partners who sort of funded FinTech Scotland sort of says, we want to carry on. But also we had another 15, 17 big organisations that said, we would like to be involved. We would like to support you. Everyone from JP Morgan, Barclays, through to the more newer sort of financial institutions such as Virgin Money and Tesco Bank. So that probably was a testament we were doing something right, that others wanted to participate, to engage with an innovative community of fintechs, innovative entrepreneurs and small medium enterprises. So that in itself was quite a milestone. And that was all signed off in September of last year, that we should carry on for at least for another 3 years. And we had a broader going from five partners, strategic partners, to 23. But in that journey, some of the things we've demonstrated, it's important about being inclusive. So a big milestone in September 2018 was to create, we believe, the first UK FinTech consumer and citizen panel, made up of people who represent consumer groups often forgotten when it comes to financial matters, like Age Scotland, Citizen Advice, Money Advice Scotland, who oversee all the debt counselling areas, mental health, people from ethnic backgrounds who often consideration around language is not all taken into account. So that consumer panel was a big, big step, actually, in setting that up. Another milestone I was quite proud of is the Financial Conduct Authority recognised the model we were building in order to ensure that innovation was collaborative but also inclusive and focused on people's outcomes. So after various conversations, the senior team at the FCA agreed to second a senior regulator, her name's Nicola, into FinTech Scotland full-time. That's been a terrific sort of, Nicola's been a terrific sort of person to have on board, to have at the front line with the entrepreneurs and the larger enterprises in the way. It was such a success that they continued the secondment off for a second year. It was just going to be for another year.
So is Nicola there 2 years now?
Yes, nearly two, 18 months. So, but the fact that they decided that this is working, this is worthwhile to do.
Yeah.
The benefits on both sides of both the FinTech community, but also from a regulator, was a big, big sort of statement. But it sort of really just helped to reinforce the value of that collaboration and coming together and reinventing the financial world back to the definition that we touched on.
Yeah. Lovely. So what's clear to me, again, from the outside looking in, is what a great advert FinTech Scotland is. So pretend for a second that I am a new founder of a big international fintech company. Could you give me your elevator pitch to set up in Scotland? If I pitched up at your door, Stephen, what would my experience be like?
Well, we want you to feel that it's a welcoming place to come. And we do that by referring to what we call the three C's. Three C's are the fintech community. By that, we mean the community of small, medium enterprises who are leading, they're at the vanguard of reinventing the financial world, whether it's in banking and payments, insurance, asset management, anything. There's a community here in Scotland, 130 firms now, started off with 26, 130. Wow. So when you're with a community, you're actually learning and growing together. You may be very different in the type of innovation you're focusing on, but having a diverse set of entrepreneurs, innovators, enterprises together, learning, benefiting, and sometimes bringing their innovations together, it's really quite, I've really seen examples, really powerful. So that's a real community. It comes together. Not members, you don't pay to be a member, because paying excludes people. You just choose if you want to be in the community. So we involve you in all the activities, engagement and the profile through FinTech Scotland and that. So that's number one. Number two, if you're looking to collaborate with bigger enterprises, like, for example, an RBS or Lloyds or Baillie Gifford, Or if you're looking to collaborate and work in closer with universities or with consumer groups or with government or all of those and others, then this is the place to come, because we can help that collaboration, because we're kind of like a village. It's easier to walk around the village than sometimes a big sort of city, where finding your way around can be a bit more sometimes challenging. Mm-hmm. And the third C after community collaboration is cluster. We're developing what's known as a cluster. That's people who share a common view about the theme, this reinventing the financial world to improve the outcomes, because it could be better, it can be better. New technology is giving us the opportunity. So if you buy in the idea of cluster being inclusive, as well as being globally connected, then that's really our ambition of what we're trying to create. So if you buy into really our overall ethos, then you'd find yourself being made very, very welcome.
Brilliant. Well, you sold on me, Stephen. I was watching a couple of interviews with you, like in preparation, and one of them was whenever you just started, and you candidly stated that your two-year goal was to get Scotland recognised to be top five global hub, fintech hubs. Could you expand a wee bit on that and how far along you've got on that journey now that we're sort of 2 years in?
Yeah, it was, I often get reminded of that. but when I took on the role, I thought, well, you know, there is something here in Scotland. It's not necessarily what we're doing in Scotland is better. It's not that it's unique. It's just I wanted to give the entrepreneurs in Scotland and others a kind of a big goal, a think big. Mm-hmm. And therefore sort of saying, let's just be top five, albeit, well, what about China? What about Silicon Valley? What about London? What about Hong Kong? No, Australia. Put that aside, let's just think big about having an impact, because Scotland actually did invent banking. The Bank of England Life Assurance Investment Trust, the PIN that we use on our various devices. So why could it not play a role globally in thinking big as well? So it's really just put out that what they call the big goal, the audacious goal out there. In terms of actually what that's meant in practice, it wasn't about trying to be better or bigger or anything unique compared to, say, London or the other major fintech and financial centres. We're never, you know, you're never going to achieve the scale. But I thought there was an opportunity to show that Scotland was different. And I believe strongly that difference brings greater sort of opportunities to engage. So it wasn't about being the biggest. And therefore, I saw the opportunity of building a cluster that actually was distinguished and recognised as offering something for some enterprises going forward. And that's why we went through the process of having ourselves benchmarked as a fintech cluster by the European body that looks across economies across the world and clusters across all sectors of the economy to see, right, how are you actually performing? Are you actually having an impact? Are you driving better economic and social goals? So it was a kind of a statement, but a review. I wanted us to go on a bit of a journey.
Yeah, can you expand a wee bit more on that accreditation? Like, was it something that you applied to do, and how, like, what is it and why is it of value?
Yeah, so first of all, clusters have been demonstrated that they bring about, in other areas of the economy, whether it's manufacturing, engineering, life sciences, greater levels of productivity, employment, wages, innovation, and internationalization. So there's and the evidence is there that they have a greater economic and social impact. There's a body in Europe that actually measures all clusters, and clusters are very familiar across other sectors of the economy, but not so familiar within the financial world or fintech, which is interesting. So I thought, actually, let's learn about why other sectors are more effective, more powerful, more successful, and draw on their success. So you go through a benchmarking exercise based on 36 KPIs about, have you got a cluster, number one, and how is that cluster performing in terms of innovation, being international, R&D, development of talent? It doesn't mean you do it all, but have you got the constituent parts? So we went through that process at the end of last year. Obviously, we wanted to get through our first sort of nearly 2 years, And in January of this year, they confirmed, yes, you are a cluster, and yes, you've met the benchmarking requirements to achieve what they call bronze level. And that's what we've been accredited. So we're the first part of the UK to achieve that. There's only two others in Europe. That's Paris and Copenhagen.
For FinTech in particular, Stephen?
Sorry.
Is Copenhagen and Paris, is that for FinTech in particular?
Yeah, it's particular. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so they're the only other ones that have been gone through this accreditation process. What's more important is not only does it give you a kind of this kind of a symbolic label, you've achieved cluster excellence, but it sets out a benchmarking report about what you need to do to move from bronze to silver to gold.
Yeah.
And that's what's driving our next stage on. I mentioned earlier, FinTech Scotland been given the like us to carry on for another 3 years. Well, let's set ourselves a goal based on what will drive good outcomes. So
we're on to get that gold level. Yeah.
So we're on that journey to try and achieve that gold level and what we need to do that.
So you're mentioning sort of maybe a 3 year goal to get that gold accreditation. Do you have any other goals or over the next? So I suppose we've touched on your previous 2 years. What is it for the next 3 years?
Well, I think the cluster benchmark to achieve that goal, whether we'd like to do it before 3 years, but we'll have to see how we go. It's within that there are various things we'd like to do. How do we get more research and development funding into FinTech to encourage and support newer stage businesses? Mm-hmm. If you compare financial services world to other sectors like engineering or space, they take much more of a longer term R&D perspective. That's not the norm in financial services.
No.
So could we have specific funding and development of initiatives into the financial world that drive an R&D type methodology that benefit small enterprises, big and universities at the same time? So that's one particular benchmark, that funding. And in that respect, working closely actually with our friends at FinTech Wales, who have a similar view. They're Gavin, I'm sure you'll do an interview with, is a terrific guy, terrific experience from the aerospace industry, about how we could potentially unlock supporting innovation through R&D.
It's fascinating you say this, because I've been working in FinTech basically since it started, and financial services, innovation in financial services is almost out of development of need, right? You know, FinTech fell out of the last financial crisis. So there's never, I just haven't thought about this in this way before. There's never been that futuristic R&D planning for the next, for 10 years away, for 20 years away. It's always, you know, VC firms want their money back in 5, or maybe it's 7 now, or whatever it is. But that's like a fascinating way to look at it, and also could solve a number of issues. Yeah. That is why FinTech started in the first place. And banks have legacy systems that are from, you know, the 80s and 90s still. So some of their tech stack is like that. And if that R&D had existed, would FinTech have even come about? Maybe not, you know.
Yeah, exactly that. I think the whole world, current environment we're living in, is changing, but it's changing anyway to a much more sustainable future. And that requires, yes, short-term achievement, but also the importance of medium to long-term
goals. Yeah, agreed. You've also been involved, and FinTech Scotland have been involved in with Innovate Finance and their national network initiative, which focuses again on collaboration. I was lucky enough to be at your last symposium. Can you tell us a wee bit about your experience with Innovate Finance and how you found hosting this symposium?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I mean, a huge credit, I would say, must go to the FinTech North team, Julian, who you interviewed before, really. He was one who, very early on, actually, when I took on the role, reached out to me. And obviously it's FinTech North, very different type of approach they've taken in galvanizing FinTech there in the north of England. But I think Julian reached out, made me realize, actually, albeit there's a border, we share a border, Scotland and the North, actually we share a lot more.
Yeah.
We share similar values around collaboration and inclusion. And I think from that conversation and then conversations with Charlotte at Innovate Finance, thought, actually, you know, we're different, but we can learn from each other. and it benefits actually Ben and I, we're all kind of neighbours all together, then why don't we just start to do that on a much more regular basis? And hence the idea of the FinTech National Network. And then brilliant to include, obviously, yourself, Bill, and your colleagues, Alex and Andrew from FinTech Northern Ireland, FinTech Wales, I've mentioned, and FinTech West. So I think it's about that collaborative environment. We're all different at different stages and evolution. But the truth is, well, many of our enterprises, like the FinTechs, of course, work across the whole of UK. So it benefits all of us that we're joined up.
Yeah.
And it was a real pleasure to host. You mentioned the symposium in Glasgow back in October of last year. That was a wonderful occasion, I thought.
It was.
The atmosphere was, wow. I would say that would be one of my highlights as well, to see that happen and to host it in Glasgow and to have yourself then, that diversity along with the Bank of England, FCA,
yeah,
Competition Markets Authority, all the other government bodies there. Yeah, it was a real privilege.
Brilliant. Now, I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot. First off, thank you very much for the interview and all that sort of stuff. But this week, FSCom are launching an initiative to run 5K and donate £5 to the NHS. So can I count on your support, Stephen? Would you do that for me?
I'd love to. I mean, I don't know, Phil, but I'm addicted to running. FinTech go hand in hand, and I'm not the only one. I mean, something we did the other week with Rob Price from Worldline, which is the European big FinTech, really. He did an initiative. So I'd absolutely love to, Phil, and bring in other members of the community.
Please bring as many as you can. The more money we raise, the more that goes to the NHS, and FSCom are gonna match it, which is, you know, which we're delighted to do, you know, anything to do that. And I think certainly, like, from my perspective, running and exercise and all that helps with your mental health when you're sort of stuck indoors and all that. That is the end, Stephen. Again, thank you very, very much for joining me today. It is genuinely always a pleasure to catch up with Stephen. He's a true gentleman, which I'm sure comes across, and he's very passionate about his job, which I think resonates and is the brand value that you see in FinTech Scotland. Next week, we have a rescheduled meeting with Mark Dowd. He's the new MD of Anthemis. And we'll also be speaking all things cryptocurrency with Julian Sawyer and Blair Halliday from Gemini. Okay, thank you very much.